Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today I want to read to you from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, and talk to you about your light affliction. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, starting now at verse 17. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. There was a man named Yun Sato. He's 25 years old at the time. He couldn't find a job in downtown Tokyo, so he created his own job. He dressed himself in some protective padding, and then he let people on the street put on boxing gloves and beat him for about 3 minutes for the equivalent of about $10. Sato said this, "I enjoy being used as a punching bag. It's another way to experience life. I want to continue as long as my body holds up." Now that was him, but most people don't feel that way. Most of us don't knowingly seek out suffering. And when we're in suffering, we want to get out of it as soon as possible. That truth makes the Apostle Paul's description of our afflictions as light hard to accept. Now, if Paul wanted to think of his afflictions as light, well, that's his business. But our afflictions, they usually seem heavy. But looking at the kind of life that Paul actually lived, and the afflictions that he suffered changes our perspective. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 4 and 5 gives a start in understanding what Paul went through personally. He wrote this, "In much patience, in tribulations, in needs, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness." Friends, combine all that, that's a lot of affliction. Paul certainly did not have an easy life, yet he could still call his afflictions light. Dear friend, your afflictions may be lighter than you first think. Our afflictions are light compared to what others are suffering. No matter how bad we have it, there are many who are suffering worse. Are we really better people than they are? Our afflictions are light compared to what we deserve. We often don't like to think about it, but we sin against God again and again. If you believe that God is teaching you through your affliction, don't you have far more to learn than he could confront in you right now at this moment? Our afflictions are light compared to what Jesus suffered for us. There's simply no comparison between what we are going through and all that Jesus suffered spiritually, emotionally, and physically. And he suffered it for us all, not for himself. Our afflictions are light compared to the blessings we enjoy. In a time of affliction, we may ask God, "Why do I deserve this?" Instead, we should be asking that question in our times of blessing, which often are far greater than our afflictions. Our afflictions are light compared to the sustaining power of God's grace. He can and does strengthen us if we will only come to him humbly. And we anticipate that his help might just come to us through another servant of his. Our afflictions are light compared to the glory that they lead to. God has eternal glories to work in his people through their present afflictions. Olympic athletes are willing to afflict themselves, knowing the glory that it can lead to. Your affliction may seem more painful than athletic training, but the glory is infinitely more certain and ultimately more wonderful than any prize this world can give.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.